This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, let's see here. We got a contestant online. We do. All right, let's. Who is that?
That'd be Brad. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brad, welcome. Welcome. We're well, man. Welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Brad, we've got the dirtiest U.S. cities. That's one category. And the 10 most popular non-religious holidays. So, Brad, what are you thinking? You want to go to the dirtiest U.S. cities? I'm hoping with the states. Or the 10 most popular non-religious holidays?
How about, let's do the holidays.
You're going to do the holidays. That's good news because, obviously, coming up is Cinco de Mayo. And the Daily Mix Show, they're going to be in Puyallup on Saturday at the Red Dog.
Correct.
Which apparently is a new bar, but you can bring your kids. And you can bring your dogs.
What if your kid is a dog?
And you can hang out. It's from noon until 2. So that is our inspiration.
What if you just have that dog inside of you?
Okay.
All right, tough guy, you can come in.
Yeah. Brad, I got 15 of these holidays on the list, man. If you run the table, it shouldn't be as hard as you think. All right? So they're all non-religious holidays. If you get 10 out of the 15, you win, no problem. But if you can keep going, there are more. All right? So what's your first guess here?
We'll go my favorite, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is obviously on the list. These are in no particular order.
We can hear the sincerity of it being your favorite.
I mean, I think you got to go.
Yeah, I love that day.
Every guy does.
July 4th. I mean, that's a fun holiday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about 4th of July?
Independence Day on the list. On the 10 non-religious holidays. Yes, we celebrate the country we live in.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving,
my favorite holiday on the list of non-religious holidays. I think you've got this thing down.
Martin Luther King Day.
That is on the list. Non-religious holiday. Even though, I mean, technically, he was in the ministry.
Yeah,
you know,
but
just we're celebrating for his birthday, I guess, you know.
Whatever. Well, he wasn't fighting for Christians.
Right.
I mean, he was a Christian man, but it's about civil rights.
Right. Yeah. I heard that, too.
That I've heard that about
too,
him.
Yeah,
that was a side hustle.
There's too much persecution of Christians in the South. That was the issue.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Yeah. Brad, 4 for 4.
So, President's Day has got to be on there.
That is on there as we celebrate George Washington and Abraham Lincoln exclusively for some reason and no other president.
I thought you celebrated buying a mattress that was
Don't
on sale.
Don't you think that they should celebrate all of the presidents we've had in this country?
Well, no, because remember, it used to be Washington's and Lincoln's birthdays were very close.
Yeah.
And you get them each off, so they made
presidents.
Yeah.
I think it's fair because Washington's your first president. He's the general during the war. And then, frankly, Lincoln kind of makes the whole country hopefully equal. It's now black people are people.
Fist in the air, brother.
Yes. All right, Brad, so far you've gotten 5 out of the 10 possible 15. With Independence Day, 4th of July, Martin Luther King, Jr. Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, and Valentine's.
Come on, man. Think about the summer bookends.
Yeah. Bell Day. Labor Day.
Labor Day's on the list.
So Labor Day's on there.
You got 6.
Memorial.
7.
Let's see.
All right, I can think of 2 more off the top of my head. 1, the kids are real happy. It's their day.
Christmas.
Religious.
That's that whole Jesus thing, Brad.
Yeah.
It's also like, I think Miles, a big deal. I would go with Halloween. Like, you don't get a day off for it. Still a holiday.
That's a good one.
All right, let's go. Halloween, yes, of course, Halloween is on the list.
I would think either New Year's Eve or day. The truth is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day, I think it is.
Technically, on this, it's both. I'll give it both to you.
New Year's.
So far, you're good with Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, New Year's Eve slash day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, Valentine's. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more on the list.
Is there a new one to a lot of people?
There is, Ted.
All right. Might be in June.
Columbus Day.
Okay, well, that is that. Day. You got that one. That's both of those things, and it is on the list.
Yep.
Not as new as the one Ted was thinking of, though.
And we're pretty sure you celebrated, Brad, Juneteenth out there. St. Patrick's Day. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Juneteenth?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Took him a while to get there. Yes, that's on the list. So, Brad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You've gotten 11. There are 15 on here. And you got one strike if you want to keep rolling.
I wonder if it's like Mother's Day, Father's Day, right?
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day should be on the list.
I shouldn't say it like
not
that.
Not Father's, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Mother's Day? It's not on there.
Actually, Father's Day is first, then Mother's Day, but yes, that is.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're both on there, Ross?
Yeah, they're both on there.
Wow.
Believe it or not, Dad's included this time around.
Oh, right.
You found the right list, right? Okay, there's three left, Brad. No help from the audience.
Okay.
Three holidays left. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, we're giving you one.
All right, Brad, it's the next.
You're giving me about four, I think.
It's the next closest one of these holidays. It'll be the next one of these non-religious holidays out of the 15. Okay, it's going to happen
coming up.
It's going to happen in May.
Is it Labor Day or I already got that?
You got that Memorial Day.
You got that one, yeah.
Early May.
Yeah. Oh, is it May Day?
Not May Day, no. Oh, by the way, you can hang with the Daily Mint Show in Puyallup on Saturday. The Red Dog in Puyallup from noon until 2. They're doing Sunrise to Mayo. Absolutely free. Bring your kids, bring your dogs.
Yeah, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there you go. Wow,
there it is.
You walked right into that one. There's two more, Brad. You got two strikes. Let's do this.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Come on. It once been brought up. You just haven't guessed it yet.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been listening.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm on the phone with
most of my listeners have not.
I'm at a loss. I'm trying to.
All right, Brad. I'm going to have to give you the third strike there. But you are correct on Cinco de Mayo, Columbus Indigenous People Day, Halloween, Independence Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Father's Day, New Year's Eve Day slash Eve, President's Day, St. Patty's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Valentine's Day. What you missed?
Can I guess one, Miles?
Yes.
Juneteenth?
Wow. Juneteenth.
I knew it. Yes. It's my favorite, man.
Yes.
Oh, I know that the Hawk family celebrates it deep.
That's right.
Is that when Texas kind of figured it out? Were they the last state?
Correct.
Yes.
They were years later.
Okay. And Veterans Day.
Ah.
Right. Veterans Day is your final non-religious holiday.
I mean, yeah. It does feel odd sometimes saying Memorial Day and Veterans Day. But
it's because of what we do around it. You know, Memorial Day, it's in the name. Like, it should be a day of remembrance, not like, buy a new car, baby.
But it is.
Somebody
right?
Like died and I got a new Toyota.
Right. It's the unofficial start of summer.
That is.
Indy 500.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Monaco. Other stuff.
Into that. Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.